Thank God for our biggest problems. That's right. Thank God for our big boy challenges. That's what I want to talk about in today's Manformation podcast. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to this Manformation podcast. I am Skip LaCour. Thank you for coming back, making this a part of your daily ritual, our connection to driven, ambitious, older men with busy, productive lives who want even more out of life. We know we have inside of us, and we know we only have so much willpower, focus, energy, and time that we've got to allocate it properly. In addition to that, we got to live with a sense of urgency. We got to work. We got to love. We got to take care of our health. We got to connect. We got to produce with a sense of urgency because we got more time behind us than we do in front of this. If you're like me, you know you got all this talent and ability. You have to. You absolutely must. This story can't end today. Even if it ended today, and who cares about everything you've accomplished in the past? Who cares about everything I've accomplished in the past? It can't end today because this story isn't done. Yeah, sure, there's periods of time where we got that A grade, A plus grade, and we really perform well. But there's some C's and D's, right, where we focus in one area we become great at. Usually it comes at the expense of another area of life. We're getting those B minuses, those C's in those other areas of life. And at this point, the grade isn't high enough. We got to finish it off strong. If it were to end a day, the grade that we would get for this life that we live, it just isn't high enough left. It can't end yet. We have to finish this out strong. We got to live with that sense of urgency. We're going to use our talents and abilities to the fullest. If that sounds like you, if you're feeling like me, then you're going to love this Manformation podcast coming back as your daily ritual. Right? Older men, busy, productive life, successful. We just want more success. We appreciate what we've accomplished. All right. So it's not we're living this overwhelming angst. It's that drive that pushes us forward to get more out of life. That's what this Manformation podcast is all about. That's what the whole Manformation personal development that is specifically designed for older men with busy, productive lives to get more out of life, to live with that sense of urgency, to make things happen with the time we have left. All right, that's what I'm all about. So, again, what's going to push us? What's going to push us? Our challenges, they make us strong. I'll tell you, in my former life as a bodybuilder, a champion bodybuilder, I lived this very rigid, structured life. And to me, oh, I was really pushing myself. What? Hey, come on, what are you talking about? You know, I'm a champion, best in the country at this, right? Takes a lot of work. See, to me, in my smaller brain, I felt I was doing everything I could to be the best, all right? But now I look back, that was great in that one particular area. It's just that I knew that I wanted more, but I wasn't in the habit of taking on more, right? Even though I thought my brain and my abilities were close to capacity, I now realize I wasn't even close. Right, and I would see men who are successful in some of the areas of life that I just didn't concentrate on yet. Not that I'm not smart. It isn't that you're not smart enough. You just haven't allocated your willpower, focus, energy, and time to those other areas. And that's what I have this belief about me. And so I would see other men who, in my mind, they had it all. They were successful. They did some of the things that I did and a lot more. And it's like, how did they do that? One thing that I would notice from a distance, because I wasn't connected to it, is like all the maybe lawsuits and challenges and people with their attention. And it just seemed like, wow, this is a lot of stuff to deal with. But I was disconnected from it. All right. I didn't make the connection that they not only having all these challenges, and I don't like to call them problems, right? Challenges. I'll use problems and challenges. I'll mix those in during this podcast. But you'll always hear me refer to problems as challenges. They're solvable, all right? The way you describe words in your mind are very important. But it's just words, whatever it means to you. I don't like problems. I like challenges, right? Gets me to use my talents and abilities to be resourceful and gritty, to figure out the challenge. Problems has a different connotation in my mind, all right? So I would see them with all these problems, all right, all these challenges. And although I was disconnected, I didn't really see that was part of their success, their ability to handle all of those problems that to me and my small thinking that I thought was big thinking, I just couldn't connect. Wow, that must be a bummer. But I wasn't really connected. Well, then later on when I went on to the next phase of my life to grow and expand, I started to run into a lot of challenges that were new to me, even though I was an adult, even though I was a little bit older, right? And I started just handling all kinds of challenges that I knew in theory I saw other people handle, the big boys handle, but I just never put myself in a position to handle those. And I'll tell you, you're a little bit older and you're handling these type of things that the big boys handle. It can be a shock. I didn't realize how small I was playing for what I thought of myself. And then you handled the big boy challenges. You came out of it just fine. It was just new to you. And when you look back and you handle more and more and more big boy challenges, you start understanding, I mean, hey, this is the rite of passage. Being able to handle these smoothly, gracefully, without all falling apart, without getting all stressed out, this is the rite of passage. This is the gateway that you have to go through. You have to learn. You have to be able to handle it. If you're ever going to be that big boy, use all your talents and abilities to the fullest, become that man you really want to be before you take your last breath on this planet. I thank God for my big boy challenges. I only wish, especially when I come through it just fine, I just didn't put myself in that position. I thank God for my big boy challenges and knowing that even when I handle them well, I could have done that a long time ago. Even if I don't handle them that well, maybe the first time, I'm more mentally and emotionally equipped, maybe with some strategies to learn from my mistakes to handle the same big boy challenge the next time it comes around, because one will or one similar to it will come around. Right? Now I look at my big boy challenges as that's the rite of passage. I should have done that a lot earlier. And I'm going to be stronger afterwards, whether I nail it out of the park and handle this big boy challenge, whether I fail miserably and I sit in even more pain and angst, all right, or something in between. It's pushing me forward. If I want to be the big boy with a big boy life, I got to handle the big boy challenges, and I have to can't learn how to handle them in theory and just hope they don't come around or don't risk putting myself in the position to face big boy challenges, run away from it, live in a small world, but want to be a big boy. I just know that's just part of what I have to do. That's what you have to do. You will come out of it strong. We're going to do this together. This is your new daily ritual, right? Two men, busy, productive, a little bit older, want more out of life. Who do we go to? We're leaders. People expect us to have them get in this way of thinking, right? Who do you have to go to get your mind right? You need some nourishment too, right? That's what this is for, this Manformation podcast. All right, so thank God for your big boy challenges. All right, it's making you become that big boy. Not in theory, not someday. We don't have someday. We got to make it happen now. All right, guys, if you love this personal development that's specifically designed for older men with busy, productive lives, you love this Manformation podcast, go to 15manformationsteps.com, 15manformationsteps.com. I take you through an 18-day journey. You got to come back every day for the videos, for the lessons, some of the best life lessons that I've learned from the masters in personal development that has led me to this point in my life, all my successes and failures, but more importantly, setting the stage for the higher and higher levels, the bigger boy I become, right? Spend hundreds of thousands of hours, thousands and thousands of hours from the master investing in this personal development. I want to share with you what I've learned along the way, right? Two men going through the journey of life. All right, so hey, a lot of guys, they're loving this podcast. They want to reach out to me. They want to talk to me. They kind of feel like we're brothers, right? I know that. If you want to reach out to me, you can call this phone number, 213-973-8790. It's my Google number to my home office. You're not going to interrupt me. If you want to reach out, if you're the type of man who does what it takes to get what he wants, you want some of this, you're interested in this one-on-one coaching, we'll talk about it. Talk about it for 10 or 15 minutes, see what the next step is. Maybe we'll take you through a goal-setting session if it's something you want to do. Right, reach out. Call that phone number. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Get on those 15 Manformation steps at 15 at manformationsteps.com. Instant access to those videos, lifetime access. All right, so have a great day. Remember, we got to live, we got to love, we got to produce. with a sense of urgency because we got more time behind us than we do in front of us. We have to close this out strong. Let's do it together.